everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Everyone, thanks for joining me. Today, I have a wonderful guest. I'm very excited to talk to Sandy Fowler. She is a mom and an entrepreneur, and she is the co-founder of DASIUM, D-A-S-I-U-M, an organization of people helping individuals, parents, and schools wake up to and face the challenges of teen and young adult depression, addiction, and suicide. Now, at DASIUM, they're passionate about being proactive in teaching healthy coping strategies, early prevention or intervention, and getting quality care to kids in crisis. Also, if your community has been impacted by suicide, their tragedy assistance program is a key step in helping your community heal. DASIUM also offers support services and resources for teens and young adults, as well as their parents. Now, I first met Sandy in a completely different role. She was the host of a popular internet radio program called Heart-Filled Holidays for many, many years. And it was a radio program for moms about making choices that will impact their lives. And I was a guest on her program several times, maybe five or six times. And I really enjoyed her down-to-earth, practical, honest approach to life and living. And besides a very optimistic attitude and joy about life, I also felt every single time that I was a guest on her program that she really got me and got my work on relationships. So anytime she reached out and asked me to be a guest on her program, I was more than happy and willing to do that. So now today, the tables have really turned, and I'm excited to talk to Sandy about her new role at DASIUM and about preventing depression, addiction, and suicide in teens and young adults. So welcome to the program, Sandy.
Thank you so much, Terry. It is so much fun to be here in this role of reversal today. I always had a great time when we got to work together, and I just think it's really fun to be on the other side of the mic this time.
I know. Isn't that great, Sandy? I agree. And I always, as I said, really loved being a guest on your program. You have such a wonderful approach to life. So first, what happened to the radio program? Do you still do it?
I am not creating new shows. The old episodes are still available, and we're going to continue to keep those available as long as we can. But with the work at DASIUM, I have a business partner in all of my work, and we had to make some choices about where I would put my time and my energy. And on the outside, it looks like it's different, I'm sure, because Heart-Filled Holidays to suicide prevention sounds very different, but it's not.
How is it similar?
So I started my work doing life coaching, helping moms make choices that have huge impact on their life, but doing it from looking at our little tiny daily choices and setting them up for success in the little things. And Heart-Filled Holidays grew out of that. We took the Christmas season and used that as an example of how we could improve our life every day. And that includes our families and our relationships. And we talked about all kinds of things on that show, as you know, right, Terry?
Right, that's
you
how came relationships on and talked about it. Came a part of it. Absolutely.
Exactly. So communication, all those things. Well, and I'm sure we'll get into the how DASIUM started.
Well, yes,
but I became involved in that.
What inspired you to start DASIUM? I know you're a mother, by the way, and you've been very open and honest about your own family story and how that inspired you. So share with us your family story and how that inspired you.
Well, my family story starts with the other two co-founders, my business partner, Judy Davis, and her son, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey, one day, what felt like out of the blue to his parents, but it was not out of the blue. He went and he actually reached out for help because he was suicidal. Long story short, turns out this was not the first time he had thought about attempting suicide. He had actually attempted it multiple times throughout his life, or come close to attempting it. But his parents hadn't known that, hadn't realized it. So after he got into treatment and he got help and he came out the other end, he said, "Hey, Mom." He was a college age young man at the time. In fact, he was in college when he reached out for help. He said, "I had no idea I could feel like this. I had no idea life could be good. And I don't want other people to live with the pain that I lived with for so long." So they decided to try to get a message out there. Right. And they, you know, Judy talked with me. We bounced ideas around on how they could do that, what would be some of the best ways to do it. We took some of our entrepreneurial ideas and applied them to that. They wrote a book called Warning Signs, and it is a guide for parents.
Really, I saw that on your website as well. So for parents out there, listeners, it's a great resource for you. Good.
So they asked me to read through it. Does this make sense to anybody besides us? And of course, you know, look for typos and proofreading and all of that. In the process of reading the book, I discovered, realized, finally opened my eyes to something that I really did already know, and that's that my daughter was in trouble and she needed professional help. And so the fact—
Can you tell us, Sandy, what was the one thing that you saw, or was there a specific sign that you read about in the book that related to your daughter?
Well, and I have my daughter's permission. She has actually spoken and shared her story publicly. So I have her permission to share her story. And she had actually done some cutting. Mm-hmm. And again, I can get into the long story, but we don't have enough time to go into all of that.
Right. But that was one of the signs that you recognized that said, "My daughter needs help."
Well, it was a little more convoluted than that, because they were just, you know, initially when I saw it, it was just this couple scratches. It wasn't this big, huge thing. And the first time it was, how did that happen? Or what happened in the woods? And your brain says, that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. The second time I said, that doesn't make sense. And so we talked, and eventually she told me that she had done this to herself, but she had done it to deal with a physical pain from her orthodontia. So again, we talk, time goes on. I convince myself that this isn't an issue because her braces are coming off. This isn't going to happen again. What she said made sense in this little space, but you also know in your gut that it's not okay. Right. But you don't know what to do about it, because Terry, do you hear parents talking about this? Does anyone talk about self-harm or depression and anxiety in their kids?
No. In fact, I don't think parents talk about their kids and issues at all to other parents, which is too bad.
Right. So in reading the book, what happened was, there wasn't that I went, "Oh my gosh, this thing is a sign." In spending those couple of hours, it gave me enough time to open my eyes to a bunch of smaller things, to give me the confidence to say, it's okay that we're in trouble, and it's okay that I don't know how to solve it, but this book tells me the first steps I can take.
And so you felt like you weren't in control, and that was okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, what was the biggest challenge for you during that time period? So listeners can relate and hear, in case they're experiencing, what was the biggest challenge?
For me personally, the biggest challenge is that it's not something you can just fix. It's not a broken leg where you go in and you get a cast put on it and it's done. Right. And this is another human being and an adult. She was over 18. And so you're opening lines of communication and you're talking, and you have to go with them, even though sometimes you know that they might be lying to you. Or we didn't have a lot of that going on with my daughter and me, as far as I know. It was pretty open. But you know, she went back up to school, and she was in college, and there were things that happened, and we opened the lines of communication. She finally told me she was having panic attacks, anxiety attacks. She went to see her college counselor, and she did. She followed through. She went through with counseling. She went once a week, but she didn't tell me at the time that she didn't talk to her counselor about everything that was bothering her. Mm-hmm. She told him enough to get help with the thing that she wanted to stop right now, which was the panic attacks.
Right.
So when she came home again that following summer, you know, this is something that went on over a year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. She came home that following summer and I could see, and again, because I had read the book, I knew more things to look for, but I saw these warning signs that, yes, she is dealing with depression. So over the next few weeks, again, their home, thank goodness, for a long time during the summer, was able to open those lines of communication with her, and she agreed to actually go see a therapist in our area and ended up taking a year off from college mm-hmm. and following through with that, as well as taking some skills classes, emotional skills classes and things, because I was honest with her and I said, I don't know how to help you. I'm out of tools, and whatever tools I've given you that, you know, maybe I use don't work for you. So we need to ask somebody else what to do because I don't know what else to do.
So who did you go to?
We actually went to a doctor's office. We are fortunate in that, we have some options in our town. Mm-hmm. And there was one that once I started talking to other parents and finding out about other families we knew who were dealing with these issues.
That you're not alone, right?
Not alone.
You are not alone.
Able to make some recommendations. And so we chose an office that has several different practitioners with different types of backgrounds, mm-hmm. but where we liked the fact that they did an intake process where they talk to the patient and then match them up with whoever they think would be the best fit mm-hmm. as a therapist. Because that was one of the things that I was a basket case about, is how do I pick a therapist?
Right.
I mean, you know, here's my child finally agreed to get help. And what if I pick the wrong person and it doesn't work? Obviously, the counselor didn't work well enough.
Well, as parents, we want to fix anything that's mm-hmm. wrong with our children. And so letting go of that control and even picking a therapist, picking a physician is so difficult because we take on that responsibility. Now, before we get to DASIUM and what it stands for and who you serve, how is your daughter now?
She is doing amazingly well. And I went there, quote unquote, a couple of weeks ago. I was mm-hmm. speaking at an event. I live in Southwest Michigan, mm-hmm. and I was speaking at an event that was put on to commemorate those in our county who had died in the last year by either suicide or drug overdose.
Right.
And she asked if she could go with me when she saw my information mm-hmm. sitting on the table. And it was wonderful not only to have her there with me, but it opened that door again to have really honest and not necessarily easy conversation. So on the way home from the event, I took advantage of that time one-on-one in the car and asked those tough questions. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about hurting yourself again? Have mm-hmm. you ever thought about committing suicide? How, you know, do you still want to cut? Does that desire come up? So we went through all those things, you know, the depression, the anxiety, the things that she actually was diagnosed with. Mm-hmm. And it was good. Is she, you know, forever and always out of the woods? No.
But at least you have, right. And at least you had that conversation. I mean, for listeners who are listening to these questions, it sounds scary to ask your child those questions, but it's so important, Sandy. I know I tell parents that all the time. You cannot make it worse by asking the questions, but opening the lines of communication, and it gives me chills, by the way, you know, being a parent of two teenagers as well. We're always concerned about our kids, but it's so important to open those lines of communication. And so how does DASIUM help parents first? What do you tell parents who might be concerned, or what does DASIUM try to do for parents?
Well, this year at DASIUM is the year of the parent. So Judy and I are working very hard behind the scenes, putting together resources for parents. We are creating webinars. We are creating a special area, you know, where you can log in and be part of the parent community, where you can get access to information and resources. And it's bringing that heart-filled holidays back around full circle, Tara. You asked what was going on. We decided I need to do interviews specifically on topics that help parents, help parents parent in a way from the time their kids are little through the time that they're adults living on their own, but parent in a way that is healthy for everybody's emotional health. So we're working on that. Right now, we have a few things on the site. We have the Warning Signs book, which is an amazing, I'm a little biased because in my opinion, it very well may have saved my daughter's life and made it a lot better. I told you I went to that event. I listened to these young people talking about the years that they spent addicted to drugs and attempting suicide, and we didn't have to live through that because I read this book. So we have
And also
that.
I saw there are downloads for, you know, strategies to help your teens with stress and how to de-stress. So there are lots of resources on your website for parents and children.
Yes. And we, like I said, this is the year of the parent. We are going to be adding a lot more things. So if you want to go over there, and we actually have a simpler URL for you, takes you straight to parenting resources. It's mightyparenting.com.
Oh, mightyparenting.com. Excellent.
Yes.
Now, I know it's the year of the parent, and we can come back to parenting if we have enough time, but I was also impressed. I was trying to figure out what I was, but impressed and engaged and interested in what Dasium does for schools and communities as well. I know my own story is that when I was growing up as a teenager, I had a friend and she and I went on an exchange program to Israel for 4 months. And we lived in Israel for 4 months. I was only 17 years old. Wonderful, amazing experience. But when we got home, she became severely depressed and was hospitalized. And she was in the hospital for about 2 months. And when she came out of the hospital, because everyone said she was doing better, the medical profession, she committed suicide. And that event in my life transformed me. I remember and cannot forget getting so upset at my father, by the way, who was a psychiatrist, blaming him and his entire profession for not knowing that that would happen, that letting her out of the hospital, he should have kept her in, even though my father had nothing to do with my friend. But I became angry and I reached out to the community, Sandy, and to my school to find some resource. Now, that's decades ago, I realize, but at the time, there were no school resources. So what does Dasium offer for schools and the community? Because for me, that's so important as well.
The place that we really impact schools or family organizations, community groups, is we have live presentations. And there's a power in sharing stories. And people, if you've been in this area, you've heard people do that. But my business partner is a public speaker in our business. That's what she does. And she worked with her son, and they take those two perspectives, the parent and the child perspective. And she molded that together in such a way that when they speak, people who need help are willing to raise their hand. I don't mean in the auditorium, but you know, they will say, I need help. And that is the place where we shine, is helping people like they helped me open our eyes and realize where you're at and understand that it's okay to be where you are and you can reach out for help and that'll be okay too. It might be a little scary, but after you've heard them or read their book, it's a lot less scary. And that is where we really, really shine. We'll also do consulting with, you know, with schools and things and sharing those other perspectives. But where we shine is helping the kids to go, I'm the one you need to be talking to.
Right.
And then, of course, whenever we work with an organization, we work with them to make sure that there are counselors and therapists or whoever, but there are people there who can help the kids who go, hey, it's me, or the families, you know, because we do also presentations where it's to parents and children at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And separately. And so, you know, there mm-hmm. is such power in those stories. And when you're hearing someone else tell their story, whether it be from the mom's perspective or the parent's perspective or the child's perspective, you're just more likely then to say, hey, I can relate. Please yes. help me as well. Now, you know that there's been that Netflix television program called 13 Reasons Why. It's been on Netflix. It's about a high schooler, for those people who don't know the story, Hannah Baker. She commits suicide and she explains why she committed suicide to her high school peers through a collection of these cassette tapes that she left behind. Now, it was a book. Now it's a television program. It's gotten a lot of backlash. I personally watched it. I cried. I couldn't watch certain parts. How does Dasium get involved, or what's the perspective of Dasium on that television program?
Well, we have two pieces that we discuss. Mm-hmm. One piece that we discuss is parents need to understand that this was not designed for a lot of the kids who are going to and want to watch it. It is extremely graphic.
It is.
It does not pull any punches, and it deals with very difficult subjects. Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or we don't like it, or the way it was represented, is not the relevant piece. That's not the piece that we get into, because the fact is that it's out there and your kids are watching it. So the second place that we get into this is, one is mm-hmm. know that that's what it is and that's what it's like, and make a plan for how you want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. The other place we get involved is we say, watch it, whether you're going to watch it on your own, you know, together but separate, you both
right.
watch, because you know your kids in their ages and maybe they have already watched it or watched parts of it. You need to watch it. You may not actually want to watch it together. You might want to say, hey, I'm going to watch a section and then you watch it, so that you can say, hey, this one we need to watch together, or we need to watch it for a little bit and skip this part, or however you want to handle that from a parenting standpoint of what your kid can handle, because it is very graphic.
It detail. Is very graphic. So know your child, make sure you understand that it is graphic, and perhaps
it's designed for adults.
It is
young
designed
adults.
For adults. I mean, I was in a restaurant the other day and we saw a woman with my daughter, who's 22, and we saw a woman reading the book. And my daughter on her own went up to this woman and said, how do you like the book? Have you watched the television program? And she said, I'm not allowing my child to watch it. And my daughter had with a stranger, had this conversation about watching certain parts with her daughter, but not having to watch other parts, telling her that it was graphic, and encouraging this woman to open the lines of communication with her
yes.
daughter, which is amazing.
Yes.
So you don't even have to watch it to have an impact on you.
Exactly.
So it is powerful.
And that's the other place we get involved, to say, use this to have conversation, even if your family chooses not to watch it. My girls don't want to watch it. Mm-hmm. They've read the book back when they were in high school. They don't want to watch it, but use it for conversation. And if you're wondering how to have that conversation, unfortunately, we are running out of time. I'm sure I'm not going to be able
yes.
to go into much here. We have a whole list of things that you can ask, conversation starters, that we're going to be posting
at
mightyparenting.com. So just go at the bottom of the page. There's an email. You can sign up for it. After, when we get this ready, we'll send it out. You can always take yourself off the list if you don't like what we're doing. If you do,
that
you'll know
super.
What's happening, and you'll be getting notices from us. But
thank you,
have
Sandy.
The conversation.
Have the conversation, which is the big message here. Have the conversation.
Yes,
we have totally
and
run
just
out of time.
Suicide. It's
Sandy,
everything. So.
Thank you so much for joining us. Everything that you've talked about is so very important. And listeners, again, the best way to connect with Sandy Fowler and Dasium is through the Dasium website at dasium.net, or you can connect with them on Facebook, or if you want to email them directly, you can do so at info at dasium.net. And as always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you coming on board and listening to Dr. Terry. And this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, theLoveDoctor.com, where you can sign up for my free monthly newsletter. I provide you with simple, practical, science-based relationship advice. So until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.